Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai perceived all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put sackcloth on with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried out with a loud and bitter cry. And it came even before the king's gate, for no one might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning amongst the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came in and told it to her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent clothing to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he would not receive it. And then Esther called for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was that he was behaving so. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai to the street of the city, which was in front of the king's gate, and Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. And he gave to him a copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to charge her that she should go in to the king and to make supplication to him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spoke to Hatak, and gave him commandment to Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, will come into the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put that one to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter to, so that he may live. But I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with yourself that you will escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then will their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will be destroyed, and who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and you fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in to the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." And so Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. End of chapter.